Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden, coming off a couple of tough losses at home to Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. Kevin, let's talk about Seattle Pacific. I mean, that was a game where you got down way behind. I think it was 21-17, actually pulled within two. Seattle Pacific, looks like they're, in the front, in the driver's seat to win the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Despite the loss, I thought at times y'all played some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, we did. We got off to the tough start. Like you said, I think it was 21-4 early, but our players really put a lot of energy out, and we got within two twice in the second half. We played a really good rest of the first half and started the second half very solid. I thought defensively it was one of our better efforts. Had a hard time getting it when they got that lead up to about 8 or 10, just getting a couple key stops or key shots. We actually did get some stops, but we just could not convert on the offensive end to pull closer. But they're an outstanding team, and it shows as they won last week with Western Washington. But it was a fun game to play, and I think the Think Pink theme and the activities that our staff was able to put on and that our players contributed to was really a nice evening.
One of the things about getting into a big deficit is even if you can come back, and I've seen it, and I'm sure through your years as a basketball coach at West High and now at MSUB, you've seen it. Even on the flip side, somebody comes back from a big deficit, and you're thinking, okay, the momentum's in their favor, but you just exert so much energy, don't you, when you have to come from behind. And I'm not saying the other team is taking it easy, but they're probably conserving it maybe a little bit more. That's one of the issues that makes it so tough to come from behind and actually pull it out in the end, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's like an ebb and flow, and you see that quite a bit when a team's down by double digits. They come back and either get close or maybe take the lead, but then the other team responds. It doesn't always happen that way, but that is fairly common.
When you take a look at the Seattle Pacific game, in terms of the deficit early on, what were the issues that were happening then, and what did you do to turn things around when you were able to actually pull within a couple of points?
Well, I think their half-court pressure really bothered us early. We had a hard time entering the ball into our offense, but we made a couple adjustments, and then our players played with a lot more poise. I think they were just a little bit rattled early, whether they were too up or nervous. I'm not exactly sure, but we didn't handle their pressure really good at the beginning. We had a few unforced turnovers, and then you just missed shots. I mean, we missed a lot of shots that we need to make, and if we make those, we're down a little bit, but not a lot. But I think we settled down and definitely handled their pressure, and Sarah and a few people made some shots, and we were right back in it.
Going to talk about the second game, a more disappointing outcome despite the fact it was a loss as well against Northwest Nazarene. That's on the second part of the Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, losing twice this past week to Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. We talked about the Seattle Pacific game. This was a game that you got behind, actually pulled within two in the second half, only to fall by double digits at the end. Northwest Nazarene, a bit of a different story from the standpoint that, I suppose there's really no way to sugarcoat it. This was just one of those nights that you'd like to have back.
Yeah, we just didn't play well. They're one of the premier teams, a very experienced team, but we got off to a poor start, and we just shot the ball horribly all night, and that just contributed to everything.
There was a game earlier this year with the Montana State men's team when they played one of the Washington schools. It was, I believe, Western Washington on January 30th, where that team just could not miss. And Northwest Nazarene, I thought, had one of those nights. I thought even at those times, given credit where credit is due, where you did have the right defense in place, where you had somebody in their face, I mean, frankly, they just hit some incredible shots.
Yeah, and they have a very balanced attack, so they were really in rhythm, and they were making shots from outside from several players, so it was really a hard to match up. And I think you pressed a little bit because, you know, you need to make some. And we just shot, like I said, we just did not shoot very well that night, and we got down. And give them all the credit. They just kept the, their foot on the pedal, and they played great.
When you take a look at a game like this, you know, and obviously over the course of a year, there's going to be a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of highs, and there's going to be lows. This obviously was a low moment for you. What's the general attitude of the team right now? Because obviously they didn't come into this game thinking, "Geez, I don't really feel like playing tonight. I don't really feel like shooting the ball well." Nobody was trying. I mean, obviously they were trying hard. It just didn't happen that night. What's the general psyche of this team right now as we get set for the final four games of the conference season?
Well, they're tough competitors, so I know they'll bounce back, and we're not going to sit there and wallow in our pity on how we played on Saturday. We need to get ready for a great Anchorage team tomorrow night. So we do know that we need to play better and come out with a more energy and really it's not so much the effort, it's just the execution has to be better. We're banged up, we're a little bit short because of season-ending injuries and other circumstances, but with the players we have, we just have to make it work.
We did see that, I think, against Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene, which is just one of those things. Both Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene got great scoring off the bench. They're very deep. They've got a lot of players. Obviously, that's an issue that you just continually have to deal with the injuries you've had, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just something that we can't compete with as far as depth goes this year. But hopefully in the future, you know, that will be a positive for us.
Yeah, I've talked about that from time to time this year with you, and also during the broadcast is, you know, you take a player, and I'll just throw out a name, somebody like an Ashley Reed. My guess is Ashley's probably getting more minutes than you may have intended at the start of the year, and some other players. Kelsey Lott was actually a redshirt. Now she's been taken off that status, and she's getting some decent minutes for you. Melissa Porter, a lot of gals being kind of thrown into the fire, and, you know, and I know that you're not looking forward to next year. I know you've got four more games to go. But nonetheless, those things are going to pay some dividends down the road, one would think.
I think so. I mean, experience breeds success. You hear that a lot. And some of the elite teams in this league have a lot of seniors or very experienced returning players this year. And we're just not in that setup with only one senior in Rachel this year. Our second one, Chantel, will be back. So that will be nice to have her because she's a great leader and a great player. And then Rachel, even though she's our lone senior just because of the accident that she had right after Christmas with her nose and her teeth, she's had to wear that mask, and it really limits what she can do. I mean, her attitude is great, and she's a great leader, but she really struggles with her vision with that. But I'm very proud of the way that she's competed all year and came back for us.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Rachel before the game the other day, and I was asking her how it affects her, and she was talking about the peripheral vision, having trouble seeing balls coming right down over the top on her and stuff like that. And I would think that would be an incredible disadvantage in basketball because, you know, the old expression, you need to have eyes in the back of your head. You really do need to be able to see the full court, and obviously that's something she's really had to battle to overcome.
Yeah, it has been difficult for her, especially at her position. So, I mean, she's primarily going to play a point guard, and so you need, you know, that vision more there than anywhere else on the court. But she's not a complainer. She's worked very hard, and she's been a pleasure to coach.
Two more games at home for the Montana State Billings women as they get set to take on Alaska Anchorage Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and then against Western Oregon at home at Little Turowitz Saturday at 2 o'clock. Not actually a doubleheader. The men play later that night, but the women will play at 2 o'clock. We'll talk about those upcoming games on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. We're back with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Kevin, you've been, obviously on both sides of it, in high school and now at the college level. You've, you won the Heartland Conference Championship. You've been in those games where they really did really, really matter from the standpoint of, postseason competition and things of that nature. Postseason isn't going to happen this year. That's obvious. But with four games left, talk about the importance of finishing up strong.
Well, I think it's always important that no matter what your record is at a certain time, that you give full attention to the next one. And we play a nationally ranked team at home on tomorrow night in Anchorage. We played them very tough last year, lost really at the buzzer, and up there we played them pretty solid. Their depth just kind of wore us down a little bit at the beginning of the second half with their pressure, but other than a few minute period of that game, we were right there. So I look for our players to respond appropriately, and we're going to give it everything we have. Then on Saturday we play a very good Western Oregon team that has one of the premier players in Katie Torland in the league. She's very versatile, and they have a lot of returners, so they play a very fast pace. It should be a fun game to be a part of.
You know, you've got some great post players this year. Certainly Kayla Ryan has had an outstanding year for you. Callie Kautzman has done some marvelous things. Just talking about post players now, one of the issues that it seems like the last few games is people have really been almost double, triple. I mean, it seems like every time Kayla got the ball the other day, there were three or four gals on him. I suppose one of the keys is perhaps hitting some of those outside shots that might open up some things for Kayla down low.
That would be very nice. I mean, our percentage the other day was really in the less than 20% for the week from the three-point line, and usually when we shoot threes, they're wide open. So our players may be pressing a little bit. They just need to relax and make those opportunities. But people are going to continue to double Kayla in the post, but she's got to be able to make a quick move, and sometimes maybe she can score before that double team goes, or we have to just do some things to get her in some different places. But that's offensive basketball, but it really comes down to just putting the ball in the basket.
Well, and I do want to make mention, of course, as you alluded to, the fact that on Saturday night, Western Oregon, or Saturday afternoon, Western Oregon, that is senior day, I encourage everybody to come and say goodbye to Rachel Hansen. She's obviously, Rachel, she's been kind of a hard luck player for you. I know she missed a lot of last year, but, I know she's a great student, a great individual. We saw that the other night with the Pink Knight. This is obviously one of those players that you look back on with a great deal of fondness, and obviously glad you brought her here to Billings.
Yeah, she's a tremendous person. She has great character. Like you said, she's a great student. She's going to go to physical therapy school next year in Stockton, California, it looks like, and I just wish her the best, but she has just been a tremendous person and student-athlete here.
Well, and so we certainly want the people to come in and bid adieu to Rachel. Of course, Montana State Billings will have two more games on the road at Western Washington and Central Washington on March 4th and 6th. Chantel Marcus, the only other senior on the Jackets roster, looking to possibly come back next year on a medical red shirt after injuring her knee early in the season. We certainly hope that comes to fruition. Coach, best of luck this week, and obviously we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.